This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of trumpet player Ambrose Akinmusiri's new album with his longtime quartet. Akinmusiri is from the Bay Area. He broke out in jazz over a decade ago. He won the Thelonious Monk competition, started recording a series of ambitious records for Blue Note, and made an appearance on Kendrick Lamar's landmark album, To Pimp a Butterfly. Here's Kevin's review.
Ambrose Akinmusiri's quartet from their new album poetically titled On the Tender Spot of Every Calloused Moment. This singular trumpet player has a keen sense of musical drama, using space and shading to good effect. He's hardly the first improviser to choose a few notes or gestures with care, but he can really push the idea without giving up the vocal quality that jazz soloists prize. Ambrose Akinmusiri has been mixing it up with the same rhythm section for years. Pianist Sam Harris, bassist Harish Raghavan, and drummer Justin Brown. They've evolved a way of working together that's quirky, like the boss's horn. The band sound is sometimes light on the bass, with piano often doubling or shadowing trumpet some kind of way, and drums ever pushing without settling into a steady groove. They stay busy, but don't crowd the leader's trumpet. There are playful qualities in this music, too, moments where the musicians let things unravel in a good way. Ambrose Akinmusiri calls his new album a blues record, but traditional blues markers are hard to come by, even on a tune called Blues, subtitled We Measure the Heart with a Fist. There, Akinmusiri wields trumpet like an anti-jazz ray gun. The first jazz Ambrose Akinmusiri saw live was the wide-open, pan-stylistic Art Ensemble of Chicago. One piece here is for that band's Roscoe Mitchell. Art Ensemble trumpeter Lester Bowie's precarious attack also made an impression. That breathy sound reminds us that in the end, noble trumpeters are just pushing air through a pipe. Ambrose Akinmusiri's band doesn't sound like the Art Ensemble, but as with that group, the music can move in ways you don't see coming.
Okay. Ukunga uye awe Ukunga lairi uwo Maribu ye 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 Maribu ye 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 Ukunga chua la wende oke
Jesus Diaz chanting in Yoruba, a hat tip to Akinmusri's Nigerian father. There's one more vocal here, a soft ballad whispered by Genevieve Artadi. Like previous Akinmusri albums, this one includes a somber memorial to Black Lives Cut Short, a solo meditation on electric piano. There is one more tribute on Ambrose Akinmusri's album, On the Tender Spot of Every Callous Moment. The funeral hymn Roy, for trumpeter Roy Hargrove, shows just how pretty Akinmusri can play. But to play like that all the time is not an option. He has much more to say than just that.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the new book, Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. He reviewed On the Tender Spot of Every Calloused Moment, the new album by Ambrose Akinmusri.